the best democracy money can buy, the Election Crimes Report. This is Greg Palast with Dennis Bernstein reporting.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. Coming up in one moment, we'll be joined by Greg Palast. But Greg was part of a panel in Southern California today on our sister station that included, well, Bruce Carter, NFL linebacker, who has now got the big bus for Bernie, Black Men for Bernie, and he's fighting for voter justice in California. So let's listen to a little bit of what he sounds like, and then we'll be joined by Greg Palast. Stay with us.
Well, one of the things that I've found is that based on what it appears that corporate America wants, the establishment wants, and they want it by any and all means possible. So whether it's cheating a Latino at this point, a Black, or all of y'all the same. So if you're for Bernie Sanders, you're all, like, bad right now. So we feel like this bad behavior will happen more where people are more likely not to voice the opinion loud that night. And when I say that, there's a lot of new voters. That means you have young people that haven't voted before, and they're doing it because someone approached them. They love the fact that they can support Senator Sanders. That's probably the only reason they're voting. You have some Black men who I've personally been in watching Compton who are not going to vote. And after talking to them, they said, well, man, I'll go ahead and do it. But we need it to happen the right way. And it's those people that I'll say Governor Brown and his underlings know that, you know, if we can disrupt that vote, then we have a chance to really do what the mainstream media want to do. And that's pronounce former Secretary of State Clinton.
Hello, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just making sure you were there. We couldn't.
We got you.
We were actually there. So we're playing this in the background now, and then about 5 minutes we're going to cut it off, and then you and Dennis go back and forth.
Okay, I'm on a phone line, but I do have a microphone, so it should sound a little bit better.
Okay, cool.
Voters, especially voters of color,
are being treated right now. Could you explain what your issue is?
Our biggest issue is, as we've talked with poll workers, there's just not enough ballots. You just explained the importance of the NPP ballot, and when you look at the numbers...
Wait just 1 second. NPP means that you're no party preference, a
correct.
Real independent voter. That's millions of voters in California. You can vote in the Democratic primary, but you have to say the magic words. It's not mother may I, it's not abracadabra, it's I want a crossover Democratic ballot.
I'm just going to jump in for a second so we can identify the voices. People jump in and out of cars, in and out of their buses, such as you, Bruce Carter. We are talking right now with Greg Palast, famous BBC reporter, also brought here personally by Rolling Stone magazine to do an explosive investigative report on how this election is so fraudulently being delivered, or should we say, undelivered to those who care. NPP, we've heard this term, no party preference, called independent, which I'm independent and Greg is independent. Mm-hmm. If you are mistakenly part of the American Independent Party...
Yeah. All right. That's a little excerpt from a show earlier today on our sister station, KPFK. And we are very interested to note that you were listening to Bruce Carter, linebacker, NFL linebacker, is now sort of throwing a few blocks for Bernie Sanders in this new group, Black Men for Bernie. And joining us from Southern California is Greg Palast. Greg, welcome back.
Glad to be with you, Dennis.
All right. So, you know, really what's going on here is highway robbery when it comes to the vote. Now, there are several things.
Yes.
This is just a practical matter. There's a major election tomorrow. This isn't about Democrat or Republican. This is about people who are not a part of a formal party. In this context, the Democratic Party being one way or another being cheated out of their vote. No, this is the day before the primary. Greg, can you just run this down very specifically?
Okay. Again,
what is the
yeah.
battle here?
And it's not, and it really isn't a battle between Clinton and Sanders, though that's the practical effect. Here's the deal. If you are a true independent, that is, in California, the technical term is NPP, no party preference. That group is about as big as the people registered as Democrats in this state. And here's the key, is that NPP voters favor Bernie Sanders by 40 percentage point. That's about, you know, that you're talking about 3 out of 4 NPP voters, independent voters, are going to vote for Sanders. Most, about 30 percentage point lead in the regular Democrats. If you're registered as a Democrat, you're likely to be voting for Hillary Clinton. So one way to basically deliver the state to Hillary Clinton, rather than by convincing most of the voters, one way to do is simply to stop Sanders voters' votes from getting counted. That is the NPP voters. So it's not so easy if you're an NPP voter to vote. So let me tell you how to do it, no matter who you want to vote for. Number one, you have to, and it's different in the Bay Area, Dennis. It's really bad in the Bay Area, really bad. Places like Santa Rosa, you're going to have real problems. You have, if you are an NPP voter, you must say the words, I want a crossover Democratic ballot. You can't say Republican. They won't give it to you. I want a crossover Democratic ballot. Now, listen, that you got to take that down. I'm not kidding. This may sound goofy, Dennis, but it's true. The county clerk in Santa Rosa said if you don't say those words, you don't get the ballot which will allow you to vote in the presidential election. You'll be given an NPP ballot which does not have the presidential race. And if you say to the poll worker, how do I get – I'm an independent voter. How do I get the presidential ballot? They are not allowed in Santa Rosa. They are not allowed to tell you. You just have to ask for the Democratic Party crossover ballot. They're not allowed to tell you that. You have to know that when you walk in Santa Rosa. And we're seeing
it. And that's confirmed now because this is such an extraordinary situation that people are having a hard time believing it.
It's not rumor. I have legal affidavits signed by the poll workers who were given this information, and it was confirmed in writing. Now, hopefully, the Secretary of State's going to step in and say, this is just vote suppression. Can't do that. But unfortunately, it's not just Santa Rosa. It's all over the place. L.A. County is the only place that's really in Orange County. It's been bad. L.A. County is the only one that says where the poll workers will ask the independent voter, which ballot do you want? Do you want to vote in the Democratic primary or American Independent Libertarian? Where do you want to vote? And you don't have to know. But in the Bay Area, you better know those words. I want a crossover Democratic ballot, and they must give it to you, and then you can vote as you wish. Now, the other problem, now here's where it gets really complicated, guys. As I said to Blackman, the Blackman for Bernie leader, Bruce Carter, I said, how come they're treating Bernie voters as if they've turned black? Because this is something that voters of color have gotten so used to in America, Dennis. Impediments and obstacle courses to vote. If you are one of the 40% of California voters who gets a ballot by mail, and you are one of the 35% who vote NPP, you will have an NPP ballot that's been mailed to you. If you want to vote in this election for president, for Sanders or for Clinton, you must bring in tomorrow your NPP ballot. Don't fill it out. Bring in your NPP ballot, and you must bring in the envelope, Dennis, and pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time. No, you just bring in your ballot and your envelope, must bring in both, and you must say, I want to surrender this ballot and replace it with a crossover Democratic Party ballot. Now, as Bruce was telling me, some counties, if you don't use the word, I am surrendering my ballot, I know this seems insane, but it's true. If you don't use the words, I'm surrendering my ballot, they will take your ballot and count it, and it's blank. So you don't get, and it doesn't even have the presidency on it. NPP ballots do not have the presidency on them. You want to vote for president, you have to say, I'm surrendering my ballot. That is the ballot and the envelope. Then you have to say, I want a crossover Democratic Party ballot. I know this seems completely nuts, like something out of Mississippi 1962, Dennis, but this is exactly what is happening in the state of California in the 21st century. God forbid, it's really happening. And so please protect your vote. Think
right,
about
let
this.
Let me jump in here, Craig. We know that Bruce Carter was on his way earlier today to City Hall, I guess, to fight for the rights of people to have this knowledge. I think he had a press conference at 4 o'clock.
Yes, he did.
Do you know if he made any headway?
Well, he'd invited the governor. The Sanders people were trying to get emergency training for poll workers. Number one, over, you know, basically slap down these county registrars who are trying to put extra impediments in the way of the vote. L.A. hasn't been bad, but the problem is in that most places like Santa Rosa, Shasta, you name it, Mendocino, San Bernardino, you know, Santa Ana, Orange. In these places, there simply are not enough ballots. So if you ask for that crossover ballot and you're towards the end of the day, they might run out now. Here's the deal. If they are running out of ballots, do not take what's called a provisional ballot. That won't be counted. A provisional ballot's like we've talked about this before, Dennis. It's like a placebo ballot. You get the feel that you voted, but you haven't. What you can do, and are you ready for this one, Dennis? If they've run out of ballots, which we know they're going to do in many areas of the state, you can ask to do a vocal ballot because every polling station is supposed to have one booth which is set up to take your voice vote. That is because that's part of the Americans for Disabilities Act for people who can't write or fill out the ballot.
Every location has to provide that?
Yes, and so you can say, I want to do a vocal vote. If they say, we've run out of ballots, we're sorry. Or they say, fill out a provisional ballot. Say, I can't fill out a provisional ballot. It's going to be thrown in the garbage. So please, I want a crossover ballot, and I will vote orally. I'll vote vocally. Please, where is the disability booth where I can vote by voice? And you can vote by voice. But again, now get ready for this. I'm sorry, people. This is not easy. But you're going to have to then ask also that in the vocal ballot, you ask for the crossover Democratic Party ballot. Unless you are a Democrat, then you can just simply ask for the Democratic Party ballot. Otherwise, it's the crossover Democratic Party ballot. And the difference between the crossover ballot and the regular Democratic Party ballot is exactly nothing. I don't even know why they have this except make your life miserable. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are NPP, you have to, no party preference, you have to ask for the crossover Democratic Party ballot. If you're in LA, they'll ask you if that's what you want. But that's the only county where they're systematically actually asking people how they want to vote. And in the Bay Area, you've got some real, real big problems.
All right. Now, let me hold on, Greg, because let me actually, we have a beautiful new group called Election Justice USA.
Yes.
And they were all over the place trying to track this and deliver some of this kind of information out. And we have a few stats on that. Paul Thomas, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Paul, tell us, just say a very brief thing about Election Justice and what you tried to do to try and confirm and assure the rights to vote that Greg has been talking about, and also that we were hearing from Bruce Carter.
Well, we did two things today, and one was we sent a letter to all 58 of the county registrars citing specific law that they should hopefully heed in order to make sure that NPP voters get the ballot that they want rather than the one that the poll worker might want to give them. Citing the need for registrars to come in with emergency ballots if they run out, and hoping that they would print more, but we know that's unlikely. And then we also had teams that went around to seven different counties, the registrars of voters, to make the point in person with poll workers as to a couple of key points that everyone fortunately is talking about, including Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
So we actually got a lot of word out today. We're pretty happy with that.
And we don't have a lot of time, but did you get some feedback based on all that outreach? Or is there a resistance? Is it different in different parts of the state? What can you assess?
It's certainly different in different parts of the state, but one of our outreach folks today was Ashley Beck, who was the woman who basically started the video complaint that basically went all around California and made people aware of that they're being taught to do incorrect things with the NPP ballots.
By the way, just one quick thing. NPP ballot means no party preference, means you're one of the third of the Californians who are independent voter.
One out of three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a huge number. And so if they're being told to send them to provisional ballots rather than to NPP crossover ballots, that's going to disenfranchise a lot of folks. So anyhow, she was very happy today because she was at the Orange County Registrar of Voters, and they found out, one thing they found out was that the Orange County Registrar of Voters sent email to all of their voters today telling them what she had forced them to tell them, that the NPP voters should be told to get crossover ballots.
And we know those things went out? We know that people got them?
Yes, people. She was sent, forwarded that email a couple of times. So,
all right. Let me jump in here. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Please forgive the poor sound, but this is a flying seat of the pants last minute broadcast on the fact that one out of three voters in California may be disenfranchised in one way and another. And so, Greg Palast has been with us for the last several weeks. We are now doing a weekly podcast about this, and we wanted to just make sure the day before the election that people understood what was up on this. We're going to have to let you go, Paul, but do you have a final comment?
Hopefully there's Californians, I think it's too late to get out and vote today, but go tomorrow first thing and vote when you can. And if you are told that they're out of ballots, wait for an emergency ballot, or do the audio ballot, as Greg suggested.
All right. We are going to check back with you to figure out what the hell happens here. And by the way, if people want more information about Election Justice USA, best way?
You can go to our Facebook page. Is facebook.com/electionjusticeUSA. But you can also send us email at electionjusticeusa@gmail.com.
And are you doing sort of emergency monitoring of polls? Or are you going to see if you can get a read about what really happened?
Yeah, we're sort of working with a couple of different teams, a number of different teams, and just trying to make sure that people get the information they need. But, yes.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Paul Thomas, Election Justice USA, for joining Greg and I on this special right before the California primary. We're going to check back with you soon. Thanks.
My pleasure, and thanks, Greg, for keeping on doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
And, Greg,
yes.
So what do we – it can't hurt to repeat key things here.
Okay.
The line isn't as clear as it should be, and obviously we want people to know in this bipartisan report that this election, this primary election in California, is in grave jeopardy.
It is. But the number one thing, and by the way, Paul Thomas is doing extraordinary work. Election Justice USA, please. Okay, now what's happening here is you have to think of yourself, if you are an independent voter, and most of them are Bernie voters. You now put yourself back. Think of the film Selma. You're now in 1962 Mississippi, which means two things. Number one, it's going to be difficult to vote. Number two, you better vote because they don't want you to, okay? In other words, you now have a responsibility to take this extra step. You know, Martin Luther King didn't say, I have a dream, but, you know, it's kind of difficult, so forget it. This is going to take a little effort, guys, to exercise your vote. So number one, if you're a new voter, make sure you bring a photo ID. If it's your first time voting, bring a photo ID. That means like a passport, your original birth certificate's okay, some state ID, driver's license is, of course, fine. The second thing, if you're a regular Democratic, registered as a Democrat, you'll get a regular ballot when you walk in. That'll be easy. You can vote for your presidential candidate of choice. If you are a one out of three Californians and you are an NPP, that means no party preference, independent voter, you had better tell the person at the desk, I want a crossover Democratic Party ballot. Some counties are going to – someone at the desk may ask you who you want. Do you want a Democratic Party ballot? They – in Santa Rosa, they're barred from asking you. And if you tell them, I want to vote in the Democratic Party primary, and I'm an NPP, I'm an independent voter, They're ordered not to give you the information on how you do that. You must have the phrase, I want a crossover Democratic Party ballot. Now, to add a little complication, don't freak out, guys. It's just something you got to do if you want your vote to count, okay? And that is if you are one of the 40% of voters in America, in California, that gets a mail ballot and you haven't mailed it in yet. And what you can do is, if you've mailed it in, you've mailed it in. If you haven't mailed it in yet, it's in your possession, you can now go into the voting station and still vote. And if it's an NPP ballot, if you're an independent, and half of you listening to this are, if you are an NPP voter, you must bring in that ballot that was mailed to you with the envelope and say, and get ready for the words, I'm surrendering my ballot, and I want a crossover Democratic Party ballot. If you're in Santa Rosa, you better use those exact words, my friends. I'm surrendering my NPP ballot. I want a crossover Democratic Party ballot. I know it sounds completely nutso, Dennis. This is Greg Palast, by the way, talking to you. I'm normally an investigative reporter, not a guy telling you how to, you know, the 11 steps of voting in what should be a democracy. But if you want to vote, that's how it's got to be. I'm so tired, Dennis, of reporting on thefts of an election afterwards. I'm trying to see if maybe we can prevent it from happening. My estimate, Dennis, though, I'm going to be honest, is at least 500,000 Bernie Sanders votes ain't going to get cast or counted. People are going to be not know what to say, not given the wrong ballots. They're going to be handed ballots without a president. If they're NPP voters, unless you say you want a Democratic Party ballot, you're going to be handed a ballot. People are going to say, hey, where's the presidential race? And they're going to be told, well, you don't get one, even though you have a right to one. And people are going to be given provisional ballots. Please don't take a provisional ballot. If they've run out of ballot, ask to speak it. And I say, I want to cast my ballot audio, or wait for the emergency. There are emergency ballot trucks, believe it or not, in most counties that are racing off to precincts that are running out of ballots, and that's going to happen all over the state. They didn't print anywhere near the number of ballots needed. It's nuts. It is.
They know it, and they
know
they
it.
They know it, and they still haven't done it.
Right.
Greg, we're going to leave it there for now. Obviously, we're going to see what happens. We're going to continue with our regular weekly podcast
on Wednesday,
which we will have as sort of a post-mortem here on Wednesday. Hopefully, it won't be as bad as we think, but there are grave concerns that many, many people have in terms of whether there will be a free and fair vote where people have the knowledge to know how to vote,
I think this is going to be the worst in the nation, the worst.
Unbelievable. Well, and that's pretty damn bad, because we saw 125,000 votes disappear in Brooklyn, which was a strong borough for Bernie. I'm talking about Brooklyn, New York.
You've been listening to The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the Election Crimes Report, with Dennis Bernstein, and this is Greg Palast reporting. For more information, go to www.gregpalast.com.